Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsors for our program, and that includes GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong, and Monsanto, Roundup Ready Plus, for weed management solutions. In this week's program, we are going to learn about a project that caught my eye when I was sitting in an airport in Kansas City, Missouri, and opened up USA Today and found this special insert about agriculture in America. And I have with me, first of all, Haley Pearson with Media Planet, and then we'll also hear from Bob Stallman, who is chairman of the USFRA, that also was kind of involved in the project too. So first of all, I'll talk to Haley here. And Haley, welcome. And I'd love to learn a little bit about what you do and Media Planet, first of all, so we know a little bit about the company.
Absolutely. Thank you, Chuck, for inviting me along and also for the praise and the sharing of the Agriculture in America publication. So as everyone knows, you know, I'm a head publisher here at Media Planet Publishing, based in the New York office. And our company is very much a global company. We have about 30 offices around the world, and we've been here in the New York arena for about 10 years now. And basically, our work is very focused and targeted on a number of different kind of topics. We specialize in healthcare focus areas. We do a lot of topics dedicated to lifestyle. And we also have a specific arm of our New York office that does a lot of work in the humanitarian and social cause space. And now our work in agriculture in America was really dedicated to bringing on board a great amount of industry leaders to share the key stories in the agriculture space. And I think what we ended up with was a piece that talks about how important it is to continue to tell agriculture stories in new ways, with new voices, and to be constantly engaged. We partner, as a company here at Media Planet, we partner with the top newspapers, USA Today, Washington Post, and we also have some offices around North America that work with the Chicago Sun-Times, the Miami Herald, and a couple other news outlets. And we put together these focused niche publications, bringing on board those key leaders and those experts in the space to share with our readership, in this case of the USA Today, and also widely online, as a number of, I'm sure, your listeners, Chuck, have been following us in the Twittersphere and on Facebook.
Oh, definitely. So what, you know, I guess my first question is, where did the idea for this come from? How did this originate to think to turn to this industry of agriculture and to put together that kind of publication?
Absolutely. It was definitely an uncharted path from the Media Planet perspective. We had never focused so specifically on any one topic and really narrowed it to the point of speaking, you know, only on the domestic front. In the past, we had done some work from our humanitarian and social cause arm in the space of investing in women and girls and investing in Africa. And those publications had brought to the forefront a really dire need for attention in the agriculture space on the global level. We had done some pieces minimally within those publications on the role of women and girls in agriculture internationally, and also through investing in Africa, we came to find that there were a number of very important kind of global business leaders that were making great strides to impact food security, you know, in Africa specifically. Well, after doing, you know, a predominant amount of research here on our end, and by having a lot of conversations with folks at not only USFRA and the American Farm Bureau Federation, but also with some other groups, including American Farmland Trust and several others, we found that one of the really important kind of focus areas was in the average American's understanding of agriculture. And, you know, I think a lot of the research that the USFRA has done has taught us that Americans, they're not captivated by the story of feeding the world. It really needed to be brought down to a more local, personal level And that's what we decided to focus on achieving in agriculture in America, was establishing a stronger relationship between farmers and ranchers and ag industry leaders and their customers, all of us Americans.
Well, it's a beautiful piece. I mean, some great imagery, and obviously you've got some good involvement, like you said, from leaders like Bob Stallman with American Farm Bureau and USFRA and others. So, you know, what do you think you've accomplished, and do you have any metrics you might share in terms of, you know, how many we might have reached with this?
Absolutely. So to begin with, we went out in Washington, D.C., in San Francisco, in Chicago, and then in Kansas City, Dallas, Denver, and Minneapolis. And that reach totaled about 600,000 hard copies within the publications. Our readership from the USA Today's metrics is something to the effect of 1.5 to 1.7 million readers. And I think that readership, and also kind of the amplification of the release through the press releases and through our own social media and our partners' social media postings, tweetings, I think that really drove Americans out to newsstands to pick up the piece. And definitely, I think that a lot of the ag industry is heavily traveling during this time for big events. So I'm assuming that hotel copies of USA Today met a number of readers that could, you know, really benefit and be engaged in the messages. And then kind of moving into the online space, because all of our publications are also a full PDF, it has been available and under one of our own Bitly trackers, but also under a couple of other trackers from some of our partners, which made personal Bitlys. And on our end, we have 8,593 clicks as of today. So that's been fantastic. And we actually have a little bit of an understanding of kind of how these were generated, whether it was through social media, through the news sites that picked up our press releases, which we distributed two of them, or even through our partners' websites. I think at one point, Case IH's site on Be Ready, I think that had generated about 100 clicks. I believe it was 2 days ago, so on Monday.
Oh, wonderful. I know I'm probably one of those clicks in there because I'm looking at it on my computer right now. So
there you go. Let me refresh my page and see if it's gone up a number. I think based on the IP addresses, it only registers one click per IP.
Right,
it doesn't matter how many times you open it.
Yeah. Well, like I said, it's a great project. Is this something that you could see doing, you know, something along the lines of a follow-up or something that might expand in another direction in the ag sector in the future?
Absolutely. I really appreciate that question because that has been the one that's been on my mind, and it's been a great topic of conversation with not only the partners of this effort, but also with groups that were not able to get heavily involved at this time and are looking to do so in the future. And my conversation specifically with folks at AgChat Foundation and also at USFRA have really given me some food for thought. I've been thinking a lot about a future direction, and just kind of off the cuff, some of the things that we've been talking about, you know, is the fact that this effort was very much an empowering piece for farmers and ranchers. It really, I think, spoke greatly to those that are involved in the day-to-day in ag. And I think that it also had a lot of pieces that could captivate a consumer or a customer audience, but that's one of the ways that we can really benefit the ag industry in the future is by structuring a campaign that answers more of the customer questions and dispels more of their concerns more pointedly. I think this piece was supposed to, and I think it accomplished its goal of engaging a very large audience, not only on the ag side, but also on the kind of consumer, general public, customer side. And I think now is the time to start conceptualizing, you know, an entire effort that focuses on those tough questions and on driving readers and the general public and customer audiences to get more engaged and to ask the questions that, you know, they silently wonder.
Well, I think that's a great idea, and would certainly look forward to that. And, you know, if there's ever any thing you would like to alert the agribusiness community to, please let us know, because that's kind of what we're all about here. And, you know, see if we can maybe I don't know, just if there's any way we can help, you know, let us know, because I think, you know, you've got a great platform with the mechanism, the publications you work with, and just what your company does.
Thank you so much, Chuck. And, you know, one of the great things that has happened on our end through this effort is, you know, being able to understand and meet, be introduced to a great amount of U.S. farmers and ranchers, of fantastic industry leaders, of just the most wonderful associations and the best people, honestly, that I've ever, you know, had the pleasure of doing business with. And so I really look forward to, you know, now having met you, working with you again in the future. And I think that there are a lot of great ways that we could work together, not only in this effort, but in future efforts too. It's all about, you know, supporting and empowering Ag in America.
Well, I can't agree more with the importance and need to do that. And so appreciate your time, Haley. I really think that what you guys did looks great. I'm sure we'll get some feedback here, and hopefully you will continue to do so as well.
And I'll definitely keep you in the loop with that. We've got an exciting social media giveaway of $1,000 worth of steel products.
Right.
They're one of our strong supporters. They also support a number of our associations, including National FFA. And that's actually running until January 5th. So when we announce our winner, it'd be great to get back on here and share their story.
That sounds like a great idea. I look forward to it. Thank you.
As will I. Thank you, Chuck.
So let's hear next from Bob Stallman. He is chairman of the USFRA and president of the American Farm Bureau Federation. Bob, what do you think about this project and the kind of audience that it reached?
Well, I was very pleased that we had the opportunity to do this. It's a great chance to reach out and touch a whole bunch of people in this country that probably don't know a lot about agriculture and that may have some questions. And so it was an opportunity for us to sort of plant the seeds, if you will, talk about the importance of farmers and ranchers engaging with consumers and explain how and why we raise and grow the food that they eat. And so I was very pleased with the effort.
So it looks like it just really ties right into the mission and what USFRA is trying to do.
Well, it certainly does. You know, our goal as we got all of the farmer and rancher producer groups together was to create a different dynamic, if you will, related to the social conversation about food in this country. There is a huge disconnect, obviously, between consumers and farmers and ranchers and how we raise and grow food, just because society has changed. People don't live close or near farms anymore, don't go to farms. And so there are questions in consumers' mind about, are their food choices healthy? And, you know, how do we raise and grow the food that we do? And do we care about the environment? Do we care about our animals? And so these questions need to be answered, but they need to be answered by farmers and ranchers very directly in a dialogue with consumers. And we need to listen to what those consumers' questions are and then very openly address them. And that's the way we build greater trust.
Well, thank you very much, Bob, for talking with me about this this insert that was put into USA Today just recently. And we will continue to kind of hope that we can make an impact when we talk about this whole idea of reaching out to the non-farm public to help them better understand where their food comes from.
Well, absolutely. That's our goal, and we're going to continue working on it.
All right. Thank you. Well, I think this has been a fascinating project to watch and to hear about and learn about, and we hope to hear more in the future from Media Planet, possibly on another follow-up project. That's the Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.